USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. COVID-19 metrics in southern states like Florida have plummeted in recent weeks, while rising in many northern states, including heavily vaccinated ones. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in Mississippi, for instance, have plunged some 95%. Similar drops have been recorded in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Florida, and Texas. A 16-year-old high school girl was arrested and her entire school locked down at Laramie High School in Wyoming, all over her refusal to wear a face mask.
Once again, we are in a lockdown. Please stay in your rooms until further notice. Thank you.
This entire building now is in lockdown. So you have now restricted the movement of over 1,000 students who are not allowed to leave their classrooms because you're trying to get back into the classroom. Which you are not allowed to do because you've been suspended. Okay?
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Donald Trump returned to Iowa Saturday for his first visit to the state after losing the presidential election in November, launching a multi-front assault on President Joe Biden and congressional Democrats he said were taking the nation to the brink of ruin.
Silent! They don't talk about that. They hate to talk about that. Can you imagine if I were president and had these numbers? And, you know, some people thought, first of all, he didn't get elected. Okay, forget that. But some people said, oh, sir, it was COVID.
Former President Donald Trump endorsed U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley for re-election. Hundreds of firefighters in Los Angeles have filed a notice of intent to sue the city over its public employee vaccine mandate. The notice filed on October 7th said that the 871 firefighters are seeking $2.5 million each in damages. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Two men have been rescued at sea after being adrift for almost a month. Mike Fortier has more.
What should have been a routine boat trip for two men in the South Pacific turned into a life-threatening ordeal. The men from the Solomon Islands were traveling about 125 miles to New Georgia Island last month when they got blown off course. Then their GPS unit died. To save fuel, they shut off the engine. They floated for 29 days, surviving on oranges they brought on the trip, coconuts they found in the water, rainwater they were able to trap, and their faith in God. They were eventually spotted off Papua New Guinea a week ago, and that's about 250 miles from where they started. They're still in Papua New Guinea recovering, and they're looking on the bright side. While they could have died, one man tells TheGuardian.com, being away from everything, not having to hear about COVID or anything else, made for a nice break. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Cruise ships are returning to San Francisco after a 19-month hiatus brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor London Breed announced the Majestic Princess will sail into the port of San Francisco on Monday. It's the first cruise ship to dock in the San Francisco Bay Area since March 2020, when the Grand Princess captured the world's attention. The ship was carrying people infected with the coronavirus, and thousands on board were quarantined as it idled off the California coast. Passengers will have to show they were vaccinated at least 14 days before embarking on the cruise and have proof of vaccination, according to a statement from Princess Cruises. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.